Now, the rest of the story. In the early days of the United States Post Office, mail carriers made their deliveries in some remarkable ways. Then, as now, folks complained, insisting that they could do it better themselves if given a chance. Once upon a time, there was a newspaper publisher named James Russell Wiggins. His paper, The American, was published in Ellsworth, Maine. Now, Jim Wiggins often sent letters through the United States Postal Service to the town of Surrey. And Surrey's only 8 miles from Ellsworth. Only 8 miles. But Jim was annoyed at what he considered the slow postal service between them. The post office record for letter delivery from Ellsworth to Surrey was 13 hours and 15 minutes. And yet, as a rule, it took anywhere from 23 to 35 hours. Imagine, for a letter to go 8 miles. 35 hours. As far as Jim Wiggins was concerned, that was simply not good enough. So he challenged the United States Post Office to a delivery duel. He, Jim, would hire his own ox cart and driver, and he would hand a letter to the driver in Ellsworth, send him off to Surrey, and then compare that delivery time with the best the post office had done. Jim enlisted the aid of farmer neighbor Walter Davis, who owned a pair of 12-year-old oxen. Walter said Jim could use the animals if he, Walter, could drive them, and it was a deal. The postal race would take place the following Friday. But it was a beautiful September morning that greeted the ox driver as he rode into town. As agreed, Jim Wiggins met him in front of the Ellsworth post office. The letter Davis was to deliver was from publisher Wiggins' newspaper. It was to be taken to the Jones General Store in Surrey. At 9 a.m. sharp, the four-wheeled ox cart rolled away from the post office and on down the road. A handful of citizens waved and cheered. The ox cart was gone. You see, what publisher Jim Wiggins had not counted on, however, was the gregariousness of his ox driver delivery man, Walter Davis. For as Davis encountered people on his journey, he would stop and shake hands with them and tell them about his new job. If he knew of some folks who lived a little off the path, he would detour and stop there for a visit. And there were several such visits, which makes it all the more remarkable that at 7 minutes past noon, after 3 hours and 7 minutes in transit, Walter Davis handed the letter from Ellsworth to Mr. Jones in Surrey. And he had bettered the United States Postal Service record by 10 hours and 8 minutes. Even with all that dilly-dallying along the way. Even with all of those side trips to show off for friends. Well, newspaper publisher Jim Wiggins was ecstatic. He gloated over his victory on his own front page the following day. He even proposed an alternative postal service to be called the Ox Post. For efficiency-minded letter senders. No, the Ox Post never caught on. And yet Jim Wiggins declared that his Ellsworth to Surrey record of 3 hours and 7 minutes would never be beaten by the United States Post Office. And it hasn't been. I don't think I mentioned Jim Wiggins sent that letter to Surrey by ox cart, beating the nation's postal service by more than 10 hours in September of 1972, only 15 and a half years ago. But the ox cart delivery record still stands. And now you know the rest of the story.